N 4ZLK.
We're against that. I just pulled out of my last stop.
Something in your voice that made it sound like it.
Too far behind today.
I mean, I've been later, but I've got to go make one more pickup. Hopefully what they've got will fit on this trailer. And then I've got to go make another swap out. And if I can't get everything on this one where I'm going now, I can get the rest of it on the swap out later. So it's coming along.
He's only stopping for lunch today, and we're glad we were able to do that.
Yes, I did too. That was nice. Good to see you, and good to sit down for a little bit in the air condition.
Pat, I tell you what, getting in and out of this air conditioning all day, I know just like you do, it gets to you.
So we have something to get back into, get back in the air condition. Because those guys in the little brown trucks, they don't have air condition.
Do it. That would just be absolutely miserable.
Drink a lot of water, and for me anyway, I sweated so much that just any kind of little breeze felt like air condition.
Making me a small air conditioning unit to put in the back of that thing.
Complaint. I understand them not having air in the front because it really wouldn't be practical. As many times as you stop trying to shut that door, open and close that door all the time, but I just wish they would have figured out a way to cool the back of that vehicle a little better.
Some vents down the side where you can grab some air while you're going down the road to push some of that heat out.
We put a vent that would go across the roof into the back that was connected. It had an opening on the front of the vehicle right above the windscreen. They finally did that, and I've noticed that a couple of the new ones now have got little white like turbines on top, little plastic that the faster you drive, the faster they spin. I guess they're supposed to draw some air up out of it.
Even if you put some vents, forward-facing vents up in the upper corners of the front, and then some rear-facing vents in the back, where you just got air from a semi to open the door up to catch the air, that would have done a whole lot to cool it off back there.
Like I said, they did put something up in the roof for going in, but there still wasn't anything going out on the back.
Really going to help it if you can't get some fresh air coming in. You're just, basically, you're pressurizing it, and that's it.
I wasn't in charge of that, so I was just given one and said, here, drive it, and don't bring anything back except for what you're picking up to go out.
Job description, right? Take this, bring this back.
Nothing to it. And we had to do it with map books. They'd send me out, you know, place area I'd never been before. So here's a map book. It's on these pages. And it should be lined up on your shelves pretty well. Just follow, you know, try to follow that order. Now they give them GPSs in their computers. They put it in the slot, and it'll give them turn-by-turn directions to the next stop.
Too easy. But, yeah. Delivering and picking up, that all sounds easy, but I'm sure there's way more to it than that.
A little bit.
Folks that you got to deal with, the fences, the lock gates, finding the right address, and all that mess.
In the wintertime, that was difficult.
Things don't even have lights back here in the back, do they?
The older ones, the lights were so dim, you'd still have to try to pull a flashlight out sometimes. But it was enough, you know, if it was dark out, it was enough to help. The new ones have pretty good lights in the back.
I believe I'd be making me one of those little 5-gallon bucket air conditioners that blew across the ice to cool it off back there.
It was motivation not to stay in the back very long.
In and out. Let's go.
Yeah, sort. You know, had to move packages around. I'd try to find an area where I could open the back door and get a little breeze blowing through. And that would make a difference.
Hey, quick question about that. Have y'all ever had any of the trucks get robbed down here?
A couple of of attempts through the years. We've had a couple stolen. One of them got stolen off our yard, and they chased him all across Greenville before they finally got him. He was even outrunning the police somehow.
Well, I ask, that's kind of a crazy vehicle to steal to try to outrun the law enforcement.
People jump up in the cab or up on, you know, on the steps, and, you know, a couple different times in my career, I had to get them off one way or the other.
And if they ever get up there in that truck and you're still in the driver's seat, that those two little pedals down there can do a lot of damage to somebody.
That is for sure, and I have thought of that many times. There was a guy in Tennessee, I believe. Somebody jumped up in his baggage car when he was sitting at a red light and just started. He ended up hitting on him so hard, just beating on him. The driver had a seatbelt on. He fell out the door with the seatbelt on. The vehicle moved, and it ended up killing him because it crushed him against the telephone pole or something like that.
I know we've had some of our distributors, not in this area, but in the U.S., that have had people with guns jump on the truck and this, that, and the other, and different things happen that shouldn't be happening.
Happen more in the bigger cities, definitely. But they try to keep a lid on it. They try to keep it out of the news as much as possible.
Day and age with all the cell phone cameras and all that, that's getting harder to do.
That's for sure. All right, Patrick, I'm here in my next one, so I'll let you go. Enjoyed it again today. Hope you have a good trip back, but I'll talk to you later. And I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
You have a good evening. Stay safe out there, and hopefully it cools down a little bit for you. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring for a bit.
What kind of antenna do you have? What brand? I heard you talking to that other station this morning.
Honest, I can't remember if this was a Comet or a Diamond right now.
Just wondering. I've had really good luck with this one. I believe it's a Hustler. I could look it up and find out. It's got pretty good gain on it. Anyway, I just thought about that just now. I'll let you go. N4ZLK.
Can you be careful out there? KO4HKX Mobile.
LX Mobile.